This Marketplace podcast is supported by Ascensus, helping people dream bigger, aim higher, and save more with financial confidence. Unleash the power of your retirement savings plan with innovative technology that makes things easy, top-notch service from experts who care, and flexible solutions that can grow with you. For more than 40 years, Ascensus has been helping savers achieve their goals. We can help you achieve yours, too. Learn more at Ascensus.com. That's ASCENSUS.com.
This Marketplace podcast is supported by Invest Puerto Rico. What's next in innovation? That's not the right question. It's where. Puerto Rico, more than just a tropical paradise, it's innovation's paradise, where startups and global players coexist in a vast and vibrant ecosystem, where talent runs deep, highly skilled, and bilingual. Plus, the island offers the most competitive tax incentives in the U.S. If you believe your business can go anywhere, Puerto Rico is the place. Find out more at investpr.org/marketplace. Again, that address is investpr.org/marketplace.
The economy is in the hands of the Federal Reserve. What is the Fed going to do with it? From Marketplace, I'm Sabri Benishore, in for David Brancaccio. Federal Reserve Chair Jerome Powell is going to give a speech at the Brookings Institution tomorrow. He's going to talk about the economic outlook, inflation, the labor market. Economists and investors will be scrutinizing his words for hints as to what the Fed might do when it meets in a couple weeks, specifically what it plans to do with interest rates. Karen Petru is managing partner at Federal Financial Analytics and the author of Engine of Inequality, The Fed and the Future of Wealth in America. She joins us. Good morning.
Good morning, Sabri.
So, look, inflation has been slowing down. The rate of growth of inflation has been slowing down the past few months. The labor market's still strong. Do you think the Fed chair will signal in any way that the Fed will back off its interest rate hikes anytime soon? And do you think it should?
No, I think Chair Powell is going to say tomorrow is that the rate of interest rate hikes from 75 basis points over and over again may slow a little to 50. Not so much because the Fed thinks that inflation is under control, but rather because the pace of rate hikes so far has begun to threaten the stability of financial markets. Fed is also comfortable with the current level of unemployment and would like to see it, in fact, rise a little to show the economy is really slowing down. But I think the problem here is whatever you think of these decisions by the Fed is looking at the U.S. economy as if it's a single whole, as if we're all experiencing the same economy. But in fact, the rate of inflation for some households is wildly higher than it is for others. And the extent to which people feel maximum employed, as the Fed likes to put it, really depends very much on what their wages are.
Yeah. So, for example, you know, inflation has moderated, but that's in part determined by what the market can bear. And part of the market is, well, it's wealthy people, right? It's people who have that spending power. I imagine, do you think the Fed is taking into account everybody else for whom prices are not really tolerable?
Oh, no, I know it isn't. I mean, you have almost 80% of the United States lives paycheck to paycheck. And even though the Fed likes to point to how wages, especially those for lower-income households, have risen in the last year, they're still negative in inflation-adjusted terms. So are, for that matter, interest rates. When you have inflation running at 8.5% or 9%, I don't know anybody who's making a real return on their savings accounts. We're all paying real interest rate because credit card rates are now up to a record high of over 19%. But rates that we earn in the economy are still negative. And so the Fed is still in growth mode, despite the fact that inflation is hurting so many households so much.
Karen Petru is managing partner at Federal Financial Analytics and author of Engine of Inequality. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Sabri.
Congress is preparing to intervene in labor negotiations between rail workers and rail companies to head off a potential strike on December 9th. A majority of rail unions had agreed to a contract with rail carriers, but several rejected the terms. The president has asked Congress to step in, and House Speaker Nancy Pelosi says the House will vote this week to impose a compromise labor agreement.
Thank you.
This Marketplace podcast is supported by Ascensus, helping people dream bigger, aim higher, and save more with financial confidence. Unleash the power of your retirement savings plan with innovative technology that makes things easy, top-notch service from experts who care, and flexible solutions that can grow with you. For more than 40 years, Ascensus has been helping savers achieve their goals. We can help you achieve yours, too. Learn more at Ascensus.com. That's Ascensus.com.
Hey everyone, it's Rima Khreis, host of This Is Uncomfortable. If you're looking for some good recommendations on books to read, well, you should join This Is Uncomfortable's Summer Book Club. Every other week in our newsletter, we'll share a new book that'll make you rethink your relationship to money, class, and work, while also featuring an interview with the author or an expert on the topic. Plus, when you join, you'll be entered in a giveaway where you could win some This Is Uncomfortable merch. Be sure to check it out. Sign up today at marketplace.org/bookclub.
China appears to be laying the groundwork for easing some of its zero COVID restrictions. Beijing's National Health Commission today said it would accelerate vaccinations of people 80 and older. That's significant because under-vaccination among the elderly has been one of the reasons often cited for why China couldn't relax its COVID restrictions. Throughout the pandemic, the government prioritized stopping the spread of the virus as opposed to fully vaccinating the population. Daily infection rates are now near record highs, and protests over severe lockdowns have rocked the country for days. The BBC's Mariko Oi spoke with my Marketplace colleague, the BBC's Victoria Craig, about this new focus on vaccines. Here's Mariko Oi from Singapore.
If you look at how the markets reacted, especially Hong Kong's Hang Seng Index, as well as Chinese stock markets, investors definitely welcomed the announcement. You know, is this enough? And that's probably the question that a lot of protesters who have been taking to the streets in China since the weekend will be asking.
And the question, too, is how effective this vaccination campaign will be. China would rather use its own Sinovac vaccine, which is less effective than the ones we've been using in the West.
Yes, a lot of analysts have been talking about that, that the fact that Beijing has so far refused to allow those foreign vaccines to come into the country and continue using its own. So as a result, even when people are vaccinated, it's less effective and also they need more doses. And that's why they made the announcement to say that they will allow, especially the elderly, to get their booster shot sooner. But, you know, how long can you keep just vaccinating people? Today's announcement is definitely something that Beijing is hoping will calm the situation. But whether or not it actually works, we really don't know.
The BBC's Mariko Oi for us. Thanks so much for your time.
Thank you.
That was my Marketplace colleague, Victoria Craig, over at the BBC, speaking with Mariko Oi there. In New York, I'm Sabri Benishour with the Marketplace Morning Report. From APM, American Public Media.
Hey everyone, it's Rima Khreis, host of This Is Uncomfortable. If you're looking for some good recommendations on books to read, well, you should join This Is Uncomfortable's Summer Book Club. Every other week in our newsletter, we'll share a new book that'll make you rethink your relationship to money, class, and work, while also featuring an interview with the author or an expert on the topic. Plus, when you join, you'll be entered in a giveaway where you could win some This Is Uncomfortable merch. Be sure to check it out. Sign up today at marketplace.org/bookclub.